right. Well, we need to chat and do the chamber thing here. Look at this. Cheryl, good morning to you. How
good,
you?
Good morning, Paul.
I need to become an inspirational leader. Can you help me out here?
Well, we'll do our best to try to guide you. Remember, you still have your choice in this.
That's right. That's right.
I've been reading this book called The Inspirational Leader by Gifford Thomas, and what he said, and I love this, he goes, as a leader, you have an incredible opportunity to change someone's life every single day.
Perfect.
I mean, if you think about the power behind that,
yeah,
and the impact of that.
Every day.
But of course, we get to choose how we react to situations and what we do.
Right.
They have five things that inspirationals do.
Number one.
So the first one is they love the people they lead.
Okay.
And that was pretty self-explanatory, but that's, including the saying hello, saying thank you, remembering their name. If you're in a big organization where you have a lot of employees, it's not always easy to remember everybody's name.
Especially the people over clear across the building, yes.
Yeah. Make an effort because people feel so much more like, wow, they actually know who I am.
Right.
When you ask how they're doing, stop and wait for the answer.
don't overpower them. Yes.
Don't run away, and not really listen.
Right.
The next one is to lead their team without fear or intimidation.
Okay.
And I don't know, we've all probably had experiences where we have been in a job where you've been afraid to make a decision or try something new for fear of being reprimanded or fear of losing your job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, boy.
And so we need to make sure that we can encourage people to take risks, take chances, and not be afraid of losing
right.
their job.
Because and that's the boss or the boss's boss that needs to make that, too.
And then, because it is from the top down and the bottom up. It's got to go both ways.
Servant-based culture. What's that all about?
Build a servant-based culture. The best, most inspirational leaders are the leaders who have the welfare of their team above their own. So their attitude is, what can I do to help you today?
Right.
Every day.
Right.
Not just what you're here to help me.
Right.
Their attitude is very much about serving their team members and helping elevate them above themselves.
Okay. Empower their team.
Empower their team. That's pretty self-explanatory. He says, John Maxwell said that people development is more than just teaching. It's transforming. The truest test of leadership is not what happens when you are there, but what happens when you're not there.
That's right. And lifelong learners, that's a good one too, because you're always learning. You should always learn.
Yeah. I mean, we're never done. And the best inspirational leaders are always have a thirst for more and more knowledge.
More information. Yep. All right. Well, we need to talk about what's coming up. And April 23rd today, the spring luncheon from 11 to 1:30, and that's going to be at the American Legion place, right?
Yeah, American Legion Auxiliary. They're at 105 7th Avenue here in Jerome. It's $6 per person, but like Paul said, they start at 11 and they will go till 11:30.
Or 1:30.
1:30. Yeah. It's Friday, Paul. It's Friday.
I just thought
it's been a long week.
People are like, well, I only got a half hour to eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's called Eat Fast.
Okay. And then the 27th, which is Tuesday, of course, we've got the Empty Bowl fundraiser and Twin Falls County Fairgrounds. And $20 if you go online, sccap-id.org is where you need to get those tickets.
$25 at the door.
Idaho Gives Day, May 6th. Through May 6th.
It starts April 29th, and it goes through May 6th. And, of course, list of nonprofits that are participating. The Magic Valley Children's Museum that's trying to get up and running is on the list, and they're trying desperately to get donations to help them with their project and get their building going.
Now, there's a whole bunch of things coming up. Citywide Cleanup Day, May 1st, 9 to noon. Grab your shovels, grab your rakes, grab whatever.
Grab your brooms.
Grab yourself and get over to Maine and Lincoln, I'm sure is where you're going to start out with.
They're going to start at, as usual, as they have in the past several years, at the parking lot behind the CSI Jerome Center.
Right. So that's right there at Maine and Lincoln.
Yeah.
We need chamber people to show up along with non-chamber people to the annual awards banquet.
Yes. Members and non-members allowed. It's going to be on May 6th. We are looking for people just to come in and honor and support the awards that are given out for the 2020 Business Awards. We do have the special guest comedian, Heath Harmison.
I was going to say, Heath, my buddy Heath. I love Heath.
He is going to be here.
He's a good friend of mine.
Performing for us. And like I said, the winners will be announced at the banquet. You can go on visitjeromeidaho.com, click on events to find it and to reserve your tickets. And you do not have to be chamber members to participate.
And And Heath, like he was here one time, and he stopped by the station, and I said, "Hey, Heath, get over here. Let's talk on the radio." And I don't know if anybody else laughed, but I certainly did. We had a whole lot of fun with Heath here on the radio.
I haven't seen him in person yet, but I've heard nothing but fantastic stories about him.
So much fun,
and he's homegrown. He's from here.
He's from the area.
Yeah.
Drum County Fairgrounds Bull Riding Tour, May 22nd, Chamber Golf Scramble. Get your tickets for that as well, July 10th.
We're getting people signed. Get your team signed up. So once again, visit jeromeidaho.com. Click on events for a plethora of things going on.
And now to get tickets for all the things we talked about, chamber-wise anyway, how do we do that?
Visit jeromeidaho.com.
All right, and give you a call if you'd like to have more information.
208-324-2711.
All right, thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Like what you just heard?